JourneyPod.
Buongiorno, fellow jet setters. It's Ryan from JourneyPod. JourneyPod is your guide to luxury travel and nightlife around the world. We give you VIP access to the hippest hotels, the hottest nightlife, and the coolest restaurants. You can follow us now on Twitter at twitter.com/JourneyPod. This week we are over in Venice, Italy. What can you say about Venice? It's such a romantic city. Of course, the only way to get around is by strolling across the bridges and taking the gondolas or the vaporettos, which are the boats. We really enjoy just kind of cruising on the boats through the Grand Canal, enjoying the nice architecture. We got to see Marco Polo's house. We enjoyed a nice day trip over to the Murano Island, where they have the glass factory, and we got to see one of the oldest and most prestigious glass factories, which is the Mezzucato, and I'm going to spell that for you because it's tricky, Mezzucato, and they did a nice demonstration, showed us how they make the glass, and then you can tour their factory and purchase some of the items they've got. Beautiful chandeliers, candlesticks, vases, all kinds of things. And they're very, very personal and handmade and one of a kind. So you're not getting something that they crank out 500 of the exact same item. And you really do feel a connection to the local artist. And these guys have been doing this for centuries. And it's something that's passed down from generation. And it's just like something that you really can connect to the Venetians. And we really enjoyed that. And then we took a private water taxi from Murano over to their sister island, which is called Burano, and there they've got bright colored houses, and it's kind of a fishing seafood village scene. It's also where they make the handmade lace and nice linens. We enjoyed lunch at a great place where Keith Richards and Robert De Niro had popped in, so that was also a nice kind of sidebar to everything that's going on in the main part of Venice. We were lucky to catch a kind of a five-day ferry pass, so for about 30 euros, you were able to ride the ferries and the buses and the boats and the vaporettos and all that kind of stuff for 5 days for 30 euros. That also included your transport to and from the airport to get you over to the canal, and then you jump on the boat on the canal, which takes you right to your hotel. So that was a great way to get around the city. One of the finest museums in the world, the Guggenheim Museum. Of course, there's many locations of the Guggenheim in Bilbao, Spain, and of course in New York, but there's also one in Venice, which we really enjoyed, some great works of art. We also were lucky enough to catch a string quartet. They were performing Vivaldi's Four Seasons in a really old historic church, so it was kind of nice to be in that setting for a piece that was that old, and I think the church, you know, certainly had been around from the days of when Vivaldi had written Four Seasons. One of our favorite restaurants that we always make sure to pop in is called San Trevaso, lasagna baked to perfection. Highly recommend that place. And one of our favorite places to stay in Venice is Casa Grado, which is a five-star hotel right on the Grand Canal. It's a Venetian palazzo from the 15th century. Galileo actually stayed here. Yes, that Galileo. The hotel is listed as one of the top 10 things to do in Venice. They have rare frescoes all over the walls. It's a national monument. It's a half museum, half hotel. You really do feel like you take a step back in time when you enter into the lobby. It's very elegant. It's just very luxurious, well-appointed rooms without being too over the top. They have a great breakfast in the ballroom where they've had carnival parties with the elaborate masks and costumes. Really, everything about this place is special. They've got beautiful chandeliers, and those chandeliers are, you know, from the 15 and 1600s. And when something, you know, breaks, they can't just run down to the Home Depot like a normal hotel. They have to have everything done by hand. Luckily, the Mezzucato glass factory that we mentioned earlier does all of the chandeliers for the hotel, and so they're able to work very closely with the factory. And we had a private tour with Audrey from Casa Grado Hotel, and let's listen in on our interview.
We have 42 rooms between suite, junior suite, and normal double room, from rooms overlooking the Grand Canal and rooms overlooking the inside courtyard.
And the decor, it's very kind of from the 16th and 17th century?
Yes, it is indeed all Venetian style. And
yeah, beautiful chandeliers and yes. The carpets and the tapestries and the furniture, and the marble. It's just very classical and traditional. It definitely feels like you're taking a step back in time.
That's correct.
And now we're in one of the ballrooms where they have different events, and you were just telling me a little bit about the special events you have during Carnevale.
Yes, so we had the special gala dinner on the 22nd of February, organized by the International Association of Carnival, and we host more or less 150 guests, all wearing costumes from the 17th and 18th century.
So they have on the special masks from the Carnevale?
Yes, they had special masks, special costumes. You know, some guests prepare their own costumes 1 year in advance. So it's something very, very special.
It's a very big deal.
Yes.
And it's something that's celebrated across the whole city. A lot of people, a lot of Venetians take part in the Carnevale parties?
Nowadays, most of the Carnival balls are more touristic, so not many Venetians, but lots of them. For example, the general manager of the hotel is in love of Carnival balls, so she wears special costumes.
And that's going to do it from Venice. For more information on the beautiful Casa Grado Hotel, you can find them at www.casagradohotel.com. And we're going to leave you with some Italian Podsafe music from Lorenzo Mani and his track Visions.